imagine you woke up tomorrow morning and you had no judgment of you and your world at all. And rather than waking up with a litany of judgment about what you're not doing and what you're not being, and you go and you stand and look in front of the mirror, you naked, and you have no judgment of your body, and you're like, wow. And you actually see your body, maybe for the first time in your life. And you perceive the kindness that it has and the fact that it's been there for you, no matter how much you've judged it or tried to make it perfect. And no matter how much you try to start that judgment machine, no matter how many times you push the red button, it just won't go on. It's like the power switch is broken on it or something. And then, so you see the person, let's say you're in a relationship, or so you see that person that you're in relationship with, and rather than thinking of all the things they have done or haven't been or whatever, you just have immense gratitude for them. And they look at you, and somehow by some miracle, their judgment machine is broken too. And they look at you, and all they have is total gratitude. All the past and all the shit that's been there, that's built up, is not there. And you just look at each other, and you look at each other's bodies and go, oh my God, that's beautiful. And they look at yours and go, oh my God, that's beautiful. And you receive somebody perceiving your body as beautiful because it's been a long friggin' time, because with the image in place, your body gets involved and it can't receive any of the idea that it's beautiful if it doesn't match the image. Right. And anything that actually truly is beautiful about it can't be received. So here you are, you both look at each other, and without the image and without the system of judgment, you look at each other and you both receive this bolt of the beauty of your body, and you're like, whoa. And then you both get a little turned on. Okay. Maybe a lot turned on, and you're like, wow. But rather than, oh, we must have sex now to prove that our images are correct of how many times we have sex, you look and go, wow, this is an amazing energy. We don't have time right now. We got to go, you know, start life, but wow. And then after the body and the acknowledgement, what happens is you sit there for just another moment looking in each other's eyes, and the awareness of their being brings you to tears because it's so beautiful and you've never noticed before. And their awareness of your being brings them to tears, and it's so beautiful they've never actually noticed before, because most relationships are created based on image plus image plus image plus image plus image. And you see the beauty of their being, they see the beauty of yours, and you both melt into perceiving being received for the first time ever. Without having to hide any of it now, without having to make any of it perfect, without having to make anything of you right or wrong, or them right or wrong. And you're like, holy shit, this is must be what communion is like. And you notice that you seem to occupy infinite space. Because in the space of two people with no image and no judgment, with total gratitude and total intimacy and vulnerability, it creates this space that seems like it can go on forever. And you stand there for a moment stunned with them, and them stunned with you. And you realize we have just done something that has changed our worlds. Mm-hmm. And then if you're willing to, then you go, okay, I don't know how we got here. I don't care. I would just ask to be this from now on. And I'd like to ask to actually be this with everyone and everything. I'd like to ask to be this with my body, with every interaction that I have, with everything in the world. I'm done with image. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, we could take that further. As you're showering and getting ready, you feel the water on your skin, and it's like, whoa, I never had this much sensitivity before. Because when you're doing the image, you put this energetic wall around you. And it's not just you put up, like you bring up an image, you know, you put it on when you go out or whatever. It's like it's energetically with you all the time.
Yeah.
It would be one thing if it were like a friggin' COVID mask that you put on and you knew you were doing it and took it off. But this thing is around you all the time. So you climb into the shower without that and you feel that water on your skin and you're like, whoa. When did my body come alive? The moment you drop the judgment system in the image. And you want to stay in that shower forever because it feels so good. So you finally drag yourself out of the shower and you go to get ready. And rather than resisting it and hating it and judging it and all that, you're just like, oh. And so because you don't have any point of view about it, you get ready in 3 minutes, it seems like. And you're like, holy cow, I'm ready. How did that happen? I don't even remember half of those steps. I didn't go through the same process I usually do. And then you go up to wherever you work or in this case, I guess you go from your, you know, your bedroom to your office or your you go from your bathroom to your bedroom or your office, whatever it is, right? And you start interacting with people and you realize you have absolutely nothing to prove. Absolutely nothing. And you notice yourself kind of like making little jokes that you may have it a long time before, but you kind of stopped because you got so much judgment and people just didn't get it or whatever. And now you notice yourself making these jokes, and because you're not doing it from image, you're just doing it for the fun of it. People are laughing, and you're on the phone with somebody and you do that, and people, and they're laughing. And then they go, "Oh, I just have to tell you, this has been such a wonderful conversation. Thank you. I wish everybody were like you." And you know that thing that you're ordering? Well, we're going to make sure it gets to you as soon as possible. And if you have any problems, call me back. And then you get to work, you know, you go on a Zoom work meeting with the Brady Bunch, you know, the new Brady Bunch work systems that we have. And rather than wondering what everybody's thinking, and rather than having everything come from your head where you're like, "Oh, I must say this to them," or, "Oh, they're doing this and they're not this and I'm not this and they think this," you show up totally different. You show up as a question. You show up and go, "I wonder what is possible today that has never been possible before." And you don't even have to say the question, but you might, because you might actually have the space to say it now. Because when you're not functioning from image, you have the space to say all kinds of things that can then be received. Because from your image, you'll try to only say either, you'll try to only say that which cannot be judged, or you'll try to say the thing that you must make happen in the right way. And then if it's not perfectly received, judged by your image, then you have failed and you should not have said that. But also, why will they not do what I want them to do? And then you go into your control systems. But this time you just go, "Wow, I wonder what is possible with us now that's never been possible before. And universe, show us something beautiful." And you may not be able to say the second one. You could almost always say the first one, okay? Mm-hmm. But what happens is you say that, and the energy that you're being has no walls and barriers, nothing to prove at all. It's just like, "Hi!" You know? It's like a big six-year-old, but a very competent six-year-old. Not like a big six-year-old, "I'm just going to go do this. I'm going to go do this." And it's like, "Hi, I'm here. But I'm here with no walls and no barriers, no agenda. I'm here to see what we can be and do and create together right now." And you show up with that energy in that space and you see people melt, and everybody's kind of like, "What is going on?" Because when somebody is that space, they get kind of spacey, but then they also let down their own walls. And anywhere there's been a block in a situation, you know, with people, coworkers, family, friends, whatever, anywhere there's been a block, what happens is they now have the freedom to say what's actually going on that's been underneath the surface forever that you could feel and perceive, but your image wouldn't let you address. Because it can't occur, image will never let you function from vulnerability, because it's there to maintain what you set it up for. And so now you have this vulnerability and they go, "You know what? Actually, the real thing underneath all of this is this thing that occurred over here. And it felt like you did this to this person," and you get to go either, "I'm really sorry," or, "You know what? Thank you so much for telling me. Here's actually what I meant." And they go, "Oh my God, seriously, you meant that? I thought you meant the exact opposite." And now, and all of the discord starts to melt. Mm.